This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Late last night, a tentative agreement was announced between NYSCOBA and the state, just outlining some brief, wins for the corrections officers to some degree. From the conversations I've had with many of them, it's still not enough. But I guess from your end, what do you think about all this?
Well, you know, first of all, it's up to these individual officers to decide for themselves if this is good enough. But this agreement, to me, still doesn't address the primary issues that they have brought up, and that is safety. And that first and foremost, this is some kind of a convoluted temporary suspension of the HALT Act only when staffing is below a certain level. I'm not sure what that rubric looks like, but the reality is that HALT needs to go away in order to truly restore order. And the second thing, there was no mention whatsoever of perhaps the easiest, the simplest solution that we have to the proliferation of contraband, and that is for visitors to the corrections facilities to go through the body scanners that we've already purchased. So the fact that there's no mention of that at all just shows me that the governor isn't really serious about standing up to the radical left in her party when it comes to being able to secure these facilities. So that's up to those corrections officers, how they want to interpret that. I see those as two major holes in this agreement.
Now, something that I thought was a little bit strange is that we've been having prisoners getting bussed out of a lot of these prisons. Is Collins a great example of it? And we don't really know how many have really been getting bussed out at this point. I mean, it's been rumored that most, if not all of them, are going to be transferred out of it. But who's to say all of these guards go back and take these positions? Are you going to bust the prisoners back to these cells? I'm confused on that.
Well, we're all confused because there's been a total lack of transparency from Governor Hochul and her administration and docs. Keeping in mind that we never really heard the full story of the lockdown and the takeover at Collins to begin with. I heard varying stories from there were actual injuries and hostages to, it was no big deal, which is what Kathy Hochul's stance is on this. So the fact that they are moving people around without really any transparency on what that looks like and where they're headed, it's just another example of the poor leadership on the part of our governor and docs. So there's no question. We don't know what the future holds, but I will tell you that this strike has also led to more corrections officers deciding not to go back, leaving the profession altogether or transferring somewhere else. So there may be a severe lack of staffing, regardless of how this ends.
Do you think there's a certain level of irony, whereas they were even transporting prisoners to out-of-state facilities? These other states don't have the HALT Act.
Well, look, Democrats are really big on on visuals and on rhetoric, but not a lot on reality. Sure, they're going to send these inmates to places that are likely going to be, less hospitable than New York State. But this is what Democrats do. We look at the green energy scam, about how we're going to make New York State, emission free while we continue to import more and more dirty power from other states, coal generated electricity, so they can pretend that they're doing something about climate change. This is no different. It's out of sight, out of mind for them. It's all about appeasing the radicals and, the human impact, both on the inmates and the corrections officers, are just acceptable casualties in their radical political war. And that's what's happening here.
All right. And then just one final question for you. Is there anything in particular about the tentative agreement or just anything about the strikes that I didn't ask about that you think would be important to add?
Yeah, I'd really love to hear from my Democrat colleagues, particularly here in Western New York, on where they stand. They have been shamefully silent. I also think that the real issue is most Democrats in the state legislature have been very silent on this because this is what they want. They are bowing to the prison abolitionists that truly believe that no one should be in prison ever for anything. Rapists, murderers, pedophiles should all be in our communities. That's what organizations like Communities Not Cages, what they want. They want no more prisons in New York State. And the majority of the state legislature on the Democrat side, it stands with them on this. So I think that secretly they're hoping that the whole system collapses and that we go to this alternative situation instead of putting evil people behind bars where they belong. That's the most concerning part about this for me.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at Omicid.com. That's Omicid.com.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.